The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Am I consistent? I try to be. With my kids, I try to remain firm in holding them to reasonable limits of behavior, but sometimes I fail. Am I consistent as an artist? I hope not. I want to grow, to change, to reinvent myself in small and large ways from project to project, whether or not I succeed. Perhaps the notion of a consistent, unified self is just a fantasy. Perhaps it's a failure of the imagination. From the time I first read transcendentalist thinker Ralph Waldo Emerson in college, I've loved the way he puts consistency into perspective. He says, quote, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds." When I feel tempted to keep doing or thinking something simply because I have always done and thought it, that's when I try to remind myself that I am of many minds, many opinions, many inclinations. Some are at peace with one another, others are not. And yet somehow I, or we, negotiate these inner transformations. Ideally, we do so in a way that fosters not chaos, but growth, change, evolution. Sophomore year of college, home for Christmas, I woke up one morning with a distinct voice in my ear. It belonged to a woman 20 years my senior, whom I'd never before seen or met. Very clearly, I held in my mind her name, Tiki. And through me, Tiki regaled my mom, dad, and siblings with stories, most of them equal parts heartbreaking and hilarious. Her response to just about anything asked her or suggested was to shrug and say, whatever. Tiki was me, of course. She gave voice to a side of me, newly independent, newly jaded, trying on an offhand petulance for size. And so did the other characters who followed her, an aging revolutionary, a salty jazz singer. Most of my life, I've been living with characters who give voice to the various facets of me. Not all of them know each other, but the people who know me best recognize the hodgepodge troop I carry inside. Today's poem is Characters by Gharus Abdolmalikian. There are characters in me who do not talk to each other, who fill each other with grief, who have never dined at the same table. In me, there are characters who write their own poetry with my hands, who flip through stacks of bills with my hands, who make fists of my hands, who place my hands on the sofa edge, and while one sits down, the other stands up, leaves. In me, there are characters who melt in the snow, who drift with the rivers, and years later, rain into me. In me, there are characters who sit on a corner and, like death, talk to no one. There are characters in me who arrive too late, who are settling, and another one sitting facing this sunset, sipping tea. In me, there are characters who stab each other, assassinate each other, bury each other in the cemetery of my psyche. But I, with all of my characters, go on caring for you. Translated from the Persian by Ahmad Nadalizadeh and Idra Novi. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.